Hey, what's going on? King Judah 23 here. I'm just going to break this thing down real short. Like, I'm not going to do no intros or do anything like that. Yesterday, I was talking about black men being disloyal to one another. And I forgot to mention this, but I'm going to mention this here on this beautiful Monday morning. As I told you, I wasn't feeling very well. My son gave me his cold. That's normal. That's normal when you have children, okay? When you have kids, that is completely normal, okay? Completely normal. I was telling a couple of people about, you know, my son gave me a cold and everything like that. And one person I was real, real close with, he told me, he asked me the question. He said, "Did you take a COVID test?" And it kind of took me back a little bit. I'm like, COVID test? This ain't nothing to do with COVID. My son gave me a cold. You know, he gave me his cold. It had nothing to do with COVID or anything like that. Well, let me say this right here. People live in fear. I'm going to say that one more time for people in the back. Okay? People live in fear. And people are going to make decisions down the road in fear. This is why I say 90 to 95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. 90 to 95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. It may be up to 98, 99%, really, to be honest with you. But I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to say this. That there's going to be a couple people in your circle that's going to keep it real with you. Maybe one or two. That's it. There's only going to be one handful of people that's really going to keep it real. Everybody else is going to make decisions based off fear. I'm going to say that again. You cannot live off fear. But people are going to start making decisions. People are going to start making hasty life choices based off fear. And I'm telling you, 90 to 95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. Because they are fearful. They're scared. They run around here talking this, that, and the third. And I'm going to be honest with you. When you hear some of these people talk, it sounds like CNN just said it to them. People are brainwashed. I'm saying this again for the people in the back. 90 to 95% of your circle, you are going to have to cut off. Because when time comes and they tell you, you cannot eat without taking that chip, without taking the mark of the beast, you cannot beg, borrow, and steal if you're rich or poor. I'm going to say this again. For you people getting that bag, yeah, I'm getting that bag, yeah. I'm getting this money, man. You ain't getting this money like me, you're a lame nigga. I'm telling you, when it's time for them to say, either you take this chip or you don't eat, I'm telling you, 90 to 95% of your circle is going to take that chip. That is facts. COVID really proved to a lot of people. We got a lot of people here that are brainwashed. We got a lot of people here that live off fear. 90-95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. Okay? Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace and one love. Bye-bye.